I'm Todd Morris with Mission Network News. Great movements often begin with great ideas.
If we could snap our fingers and ask God to do anything in the Muslim world, what would we ask for?
Chris Ruge, director of PrayerCast, says his quest for answers unearthed an overwhelming need. Many Christians don't know how to pray for Muslims. Enter Love Muslims, a series of 130 PrayerCast videos. It launches May 5, the start of Ramadan.
Every one of those videos is going to be led in prayer by a former Muslim from somewhere in the world who now follows Jesus Christ. And they're going to invite us to pray along with them, that millions and millions more would, like them, turn and receive the freedom of following Jesus.
It's an invitation to join a 30-day prayer journey, and we'll link you at missionnews.org. And scripture engagement is a known concept in the hearing church, but it's severely lacking in the deaf world. Donna Valverde Hubbard is part of Deaf Bible Society's new scripture engagement program. While some deaf choose not to use their voices, Donna speaks fluent English.
Scripture engagement for deaf people is not only reading the printed Bible. It's not long. We're okay with that. But there's sign language scripture, and that is the language of deaf people. That's the heart language. The language we easily understand, absorb, process, and connect to on a deeper emotional level. It does not matter if we know how to read and write. The point is that it is not our native language. That's why we need it.
Find your place in these stories and more at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're supported by people like you. Together, the Great Commission happens. Look for the links at missionnews.org. You'll also find details on One Way's PrayerCast outreach. That's missionnews.org. I'm Todd Morris.